The recording industry has drawn up a list of some 135,000 song titles it wants the music sharing service Napster to block from users. A federal injunction issued last week says that once Napster receives the list, it will have 72 hours to put filters in place to screen out the copyrighted material. Napster has filters on some titles already, but users are working around them. Some are simply turning titles into Pig Latin. A spot search of Napster this weekend, for example, turned up a group called Eagles Bay offering a song called LOA, a Marine Say. Weekend Edition technology commentator Rich Dean has been watching the latest skirmish in the online music wars.
What are these record companies thinking? Millions of people around the world have been left wondering if the suits who run the record business have any idea how the internet actually works. Certainly, they're not students of the culture. But this isn't so shocking. The Recording Industry Association of America, or RIAA, has a long, proud history of standing in the way of innovation. Cassettes, digital audio tapes, CD recorders, and now digital music files. If it were up to the record business, you wouldn't be able to put your CDs on tape or digitize an album and burn it onto a CD. So what's going on in their heads, and what can we as music fans expect in the new digital world? Well, first, we have to realize this is not about music at all. It's certainly not about artist rights. The debate is really about how music gets from artists to listeners. The recording industry doesn't care what's on the CD or tape that you buy. They just want to control the distribution. And the thing that bugs them the most about Napster is that they are not in control. Second, in Napster's world, all the music is in the same store, regardless of which record company put it out. But in the real world, record companies don't want to work together, and the bureaucrats at the RIAA in Washington have no power to make them work together. So the likelihood of a music fan finding an online record store where they can pay to download any song is about as likely as Metallica having Napster founder Sean Fanning over for drinks. See, Napster and its ilk have solved this cooperation problem, and the recording industry is angry that they weren't consulted. No one likes to be forced to be friends. For these two reasons alone, music fans have little hope for the future. Mark my words, there will not be a legal version of Napster for decades. The recording industry just will not let it happen. Napster may well go out of business, although I doubt it'll happen anytime soon. Besides, there are dozens of alternatives to Napster, including one called Nutella. And since that software resides completely on individual machines, there's no company to sue. Ultimately, the RIAA is going to have to file suit against you, the consumer, to stop music sharing online. As for the alleged secure music formats that IBM and others have been working on for the last 5 years, they're nowhere, no one uses them, and they're doomed to failure. That the RIAA doesn't realize this is simply beyond comprehension. But they will continue to work on digital watermarks and other secure music initiatives, which will then be hacked and rendered useless by computer experts. The only solution is for the record companies to band together, unlikely, open their vast vaults of archives, also unlikely, and charge us a flat or reasonable fee to download music. Fans today know that $18 for a CD is a complete ripoff, and that they should pay once for a song, not one time for CDs, one time for cassettes, and one time for the internet. In reality, what will happen is that record companies will try and sink Napster, claim victory, then wake up and find nothing has changed. Finally, in about 10 years, when someone who is young now ascends to a position of power, we just might see the recording industry begin to treat us as fans of music rather than as wallets to be emptied.
Rich Dean is director of new media at member station KQED in San Francisco.